Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's the Opposition Research Podcast on HawkeyeNation.com. Welcome to the Opposition Research Podcast here on HawkeyeNation.com. My name is Andrew Downs. Each week I'll find a beat reporter, blogger, or broadcaster that covers Iowa's upcoming opponent. If you have a suggestion for who I should talk to in a given week, or if you have questions you'd like me to ask, you can find me on Twitter at Andrew C. Downs. Let's get to this week's game. Number 2 Iowa hosts Purdue for a homecoming game. It's a 2:30 kick at historic Kinnick Stadium. As of right now, Iowa a 12-point favorite. And my guest today covers Purdue for the Journal and Courier in Lafayette. It's Mike Carman. Mike, thank you for the time today.
Thanks for having me.
Mike, no Hawkeye fan is taking this game lightly. We know that Jeff Brohm has had the Iowa's number for 4 years now. We know what David Bell can do. We also know that a lot of teams see a chance to play spoiler to Iowa and knock off a number 2 team. What's your sense of how Purdue as a program and as a fan base feels about this game this weekend?
Well, they know the success that Purdue's had in 3 of the last 4 years, and you know, part of that, you know, they're banking on that to kind of happen again. But if you listen to Jeff Brohm during his Monday press conference, what they did those first 2 years as far as going over the top of Iowa's defense, he said that's no longer the case. They don't allow that anymore. Purdue's going to have to figure out some different ways to try to attack that Iowa defense. You know, I think they're keeping everything kind of in front of them from a secondary standpoint. You know, maybe what Jeff did, maybe what Purdue did those first couple years, you know, forced them to revamp, you know, some of the things that they did, or it exposed a little bit of a weakness. But Purdue's going to have to find a different way to move the ball, other than just trying to take deep shots all day. So with that, you know, the fan base, you know, holds on to that hope a little bit, but they also know that Purdue's own struggles right now in the red zone as far as scoring touchdowns is something that needs to get solved if they're going to have a chance to win that game on Saturday.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Is David Bell healthy, and if so, who's going to be throwing him the ball Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, David Bell's healthy. He played in the Minnesota game, you know, a couple weeks after sustaining the concussion at Notre Dame. And, you know, Aiden O'Connell right now is the starting quarterback. It doesn't mean that Purdue won't use multiple quarterbacks in this game, but, you know, all signs point to Aiden O'Connell starting this game. And, you know, he played against Iowa last year in the season opener, you know, the October season opener of 2020.
Right.
And, you know, David Bell caught 13 passes. He's caught 13 passes in 2 games against Iowa. So I know he has the attention of the Iowa defense. But, yeah, as of right now, it's, you know, it's O'Connell, and he'll be trying to get the ball to David Bell as much as possible.
All right, who else should Iowa fans be looking for when Purdue has the ball? Who else is dangerous on that offense?
Well, they're supposed to get their tight end back, their starting tight end back this week, Payne Durham. He went out the Illinois game with a concussion, didn't play against Minnesota, and then Purdue had the off week. So he did practice Sunday, according to Jeff Brohm, and all signs point to him playing. He's got 9 career touchdown passes, and 8 have come in the red zone. So if he's a big weapon in this offense, along with David Bell. And, you know, I think they should have both of their passing weapons available for this game. And that does help kind of stretch the defense out a little bit and create some openings. You know, and Purdue struggled to run the ball consistently this year, but King Drew did have 95 yards of rushing against Minnesota. And if they can build on that, you know, that would be a positive for Purdue. I mean, did you want me to touch on defensively?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, who should we be looking for on defense as well?
George Karlaftis is the defensive end, and you know, he's a surefire NFL player. This will probably be his last year since he's a junior. He's having a really good year. You look at the numbers, and they don't jump out at you because he doesn't have the sacks and stuff like that. But he has the hurries, the pressures. You know, he's getting held a lot, which is not being called, which is very frustrating to Jeff Brohm and the Purdue fans. But that does open up some other areas on the defensive line for them to get some pressure in the backfield. And they've done that on occasion. They just need to do it a little bit more. They should get Corey Trice back, a cornerback. He's a 6'3 guy, long and lanky and really athletic. And they've played pretty well in the secondary this year for the most part. I think they're limiting teams to 52% completion percentage, which is second among Big Ten teams. So, you know, their defense is a lot better than it was last year. They just need that to continue now until their offense kind of catches up with them.
I know how that is as a Hawkeye fan. Yeah, we're dealing with some of that same stuff over here.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Mike, as you look at this matchup kind of as a whole, where do you think the advantages are for each team? You know, if this ends up going well for Purdue, what does that look like? And conversely, if it doesn't go well Saturday afternoon, what does that kind of look like for the Boilermakers?
Well, to me, this is pretty simple for Purdue. Based on Iowa's season so far, they feasted on turnovers. They've given the ball to the offense in excellent field position. The offense has taken advantage of that, and they've been able to beat people. I mean, it's pretty simple. Purdue can't turn the ball over. And, you know, if they do, they're going to lose. That's the bottom line. And their offense is going to have to stay on the field. That's converting third downs. And then if they get in the red zone, they got to score touchdowns. You know, that's how it has to look for Purdue. And if you're not going to get in the red zone, then you better be hitting some 50-yard bombs or getting some big plays to get in the end zone, because you're not going to win. You don't win in college football by kicking field goals every week. There are games where it happens, but this is not one of those games. You know, and Iowa obviously wants to continue to feast on turnovers. You know, they would love to take David Bell out of the game. That's easier said than done. And, of course, they want to lean on their running game. They want to lean on their offensive line to keep the ball, get time of possession, limit Purdue's possessions. But Purdue just cannot, you know, they just cannot turn the ball over, and they need to get some turnovers. They haven't had a turnover in 3 games. They've had 1 meaningful turnover this year that came in the opener. So they need to find a way to turn Iowa over, and that's really hard to do, as you know. That is very difficult to do, because they just don't make those kind of mistakes.
He is Carmen_JC on Twitter. Give him a follow there and follow his work at the Journal and Courier in Lafayette. Mike, thank you as always for the time. Really appreciate it today.
All right. Thank you for having me.
There you have it. Don't turn the ball over. Run the ball well. Stop David Bell. That last one might be harder. harder to do than it sounds. But I like Iowa's chances in this game. We will have this covered from all angles all week long at HawkeyeNation.com. And join Joe Schmelka, Trent Condon, and myself for the Hawkeye Nation radio show. It's every Thursday on KXNO Radio here in Des Moines and iHeartRadio, wherever you are, from 7 to 8 o'clock at night. And then it gets posted here on this feed, the podcast feed at Hawkeye Nation. Search Hawkeye Nation wherever you get your podcasts. Check out the Degenerate Hawkeyes podcast from Trent Condon and all the work we've got going on at HawkeyeNation.com. Thank you so much for listening. Go Hawks.